All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Limitless MD. I'm your host, Vikram Ryan. Today, we're going to do something fun. I'm going to talk about frameworks, all the different frameworks I've used throughout my life. We'll probably have two or three parts of this. So I'm just going to break down some of the frameworks I've been collecting. And the way I think about frameworks really is frameworks are models or heuristics that help you think about challenges or problems in a way, and you can shortcut that using a framework. And it allows you to have a base of thinking for a particular pattern of challenge or opportunity that you're trying to take on.
What if you could reclaim hours of free time each week, create legacy building wealth, and devote more energy to your passion projects without giving up on your career as a life-saving MD? Dr. Vikram Raya is a functional cardiologist, high-performance coach, and real estate expert, is here to give you the tools, strategies, and solutions you need to transform your life, unlock your limitless potential, and achieve greatness, all while freeing up your precious time. Welcome to Limitless MD. Let's dive in.
I've been collecting, you know, these frameworks for years, and so there's so many that I like to share with you guys. And so I've had a lot of clients and listeners ask about frameworks, and so this is for them. So let's start with wealth levels, and I got this from a guy named Sam Parr. Sam Parr is the founder and president of Hampton. Hampton is a really high-end mastermind for founders. It's located in, like, you know, 12 cities across the country. And typically, to get in, all members must be founder or CEO of a digital or tech-enabled startup doing at least $3 million revenue or $3 million in funding, or have done above $10 million exits. So that's pretty cool. So he really has a good insight on, you know, what wealth looks like for people who are just starting out, all the way to people who've already crushed it, right? So here was his thoughts on the difference between a $10 million lifestyle, $100 million lifestyle, and a $1 billion lifestyle. And basically, he interviewed his Hampton Slack community, and this is people ranging from net worths of $10 million all the way to $2 billion. And so here's a few takeaways, and he had, like, I don't know, about 70, 80 people reply to this thing. So if you have $50,000 to $100,000 liquid, this is when people first started feeling rich. And this is for many in their 20s. The bills stopped hurting. You start breathing. $1 million net worth rarely changes anything, and especially in high cost cities. It's just comfortable professional, still very income dependent. So 50 to 100K liquid, $1 million net worth, it's really just a starting point. It's nothing that can really, you know, change your life. And, you know, for physicians and other high income earners, you know, I always joke that single digit millionaires still clip coupons. You don't feel wealthy at a couple of million. It just, because of lifestyle, because of inflation, because of average cost of a house, sending kids to schools, you know, weddings, you need to have something bigger. And so that's why we move on to the second phase, which is having $10 million liquid. That doesn't mean, like, in the bank just sitting there, but that means that you can access it whenever you need to. Maybe you can sell some stocks, but it's not like in some kind of fixed income place or in place where it's completely illiquid. And he's suggesting for a lot of the Hampton folks, and also for all of us, this is the first real unlock. This is where you really do feel like you have a safety net. It feels permanent. You know, you stop looking, the joke is you stop looking at the right side of the menu, and you fly business class perhaps by default. Five-star hotel is not a big deal. If you want to throw a big shindig with you and your friends, you cover everything. You make the trip happen. You know, you're not questioning most things because you have the ability to write a check and get most things done. So life doesn't run you anymore. The next level up is 20 million to about 25 million liquid. This is where you can spend $50,000 a month forever, and it can still compound your wealth because of all the other income coming in. That's an amazing place to be. I was really impressed when I saw that. If you have 20 to 25 million dollars liquid, these are the people that can literally spend 50K a month on anything they want, and their money's still compounding. They usually have nice primary homes when they're, or if they're renting, they're renting super ultra nice, you know, penthouses, high rises, because they don't want the ownership headaches. They have staff for convenience. Perhaps they have a house manager, they have a driver, they have a nanny, they have a cook, a chef, a trainer. All of that stuff is there. And it doesn't feel like a splurge. It feels like, oh, this is normal. This is what people of that caliber are doing. All right, the next level up is $50 million liquid. This is where cash flow is thick and hard to fully redeploy. The, you know, there's a problem with actually too little money, but there's also a problem with too much money. And what I mean by that is it takes a while to deploy certain buckets of capital. And if you have like $5, $10, $15, $20 million, a lot of investments sometimes can't handle that kind of check size. And so it really needs a good steward, a financial advisor. Perhaps you're working with JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, something like that to really help deploy that capital. You're obviously at this point having second homes. You're traveling for extended period of times. Maybe you take a month off in Europe. You're really living a, obviously elevated lifestyle. You're obviously well known. So everyone is probably reaching out to you for money or for support or donations. So privacy planning is important. You're figuring out how to do trust, tax vehicles, and there are opportunities every day on your doorstep. And the question is, who do you trust? Who do you not trust? And how do you vet opportunities in an intelligent way? Next level up is the $100 million mark. This is when you probably need to have a family office. A family office is really a sort of a family investment advisory in-house that, so you have a financial officer, you have an insurance officer, you have a trust, estates, wills, all dedicated to your family. And it's about growing the wealth of the family, preserving the wealth of the family, and then passing it on intelligently to the next generation of the family. And it's deciding what's the investment thesis for the family office, which investments you guys invest in, which projects and things like that. You at this point, you may be flying private. Either you can buy a jet and do that, or you're maybe renting because, you know, ownership is still a lot of work, even though there's some depreciation involved. Life is relatively frictionless, right? If you can write a check to solve a problem, you don't have a problem. You may have a full household team. You have executive assistants. You have specialists involved as well. And for many, this is the pinnacle of the kind of wealth you would need, because anything beyond that, it doesn't necessarily change your lifestyle. I'm learning that all of this from the folks from the survey as part of the Hampton Mastermind. And this is some of the levels they've achieved. Past 100 million, it's really, again, lifestyle doesn't change much. The scale of what you're doing does, and your privacy matters even more. You may want to have land. You may want to build private compounds, private gyms, courts, spas. You'll never fly commercial unless you need to or want to. And this is where money becomes institutional. You don't look at any bills anymore. You don't look at any financial statements. Usually that's run through your own. You have your own CFO at that point. You have your own, again, the family office is addressing everything. At this point, you may have multiple families coming together to create a larger multifamily office. International presence, most likely, global properties. You're looking to tax havens, governments, universities, CEOs court you. You're on some advisory and boards. And you're thinking about legacy, right? Foundations, endowments, and monuments, things like that. Your college alumni obviously recognizes you and wants you to support them as well. And the challenge here really is, how do you get the next generation to stay as hungry as you were? And some of the anecdotes people are saying is, a billionaire bought a pro sports team mid-flight on his jet, and his right-hand guy became COO. A friend group dropped $200K to $300K on a yacht just to get everyone together. Multiple members set up dual family offices to manage life and investments. And then here's the biggest trap everyone warned about on the thread of these really affluent people. Coming into money without accomplishing anything is a curse. The lottery winner energy breaks people. You know, purpose greater than purchases. So purpose greater than materialism. And they're saying cash flow is greater than net worth psychologically. Even people with $50 to $100 million feel poor during low cash flow years. Even if you don't need it, it feels horrible and it's mentally brutal. So the key really is, guys, cash flow is king. Make sure you have multiple streams of cash flow, and that allows you to not only feel wealthy, but actually be able to operate wealthy. And what actually brings joy at scale is buying back your time, like having personal coaches in multiple areas, chefs, pilots, concierge, funding memories where you like fly the whole family or fly the whole crew or fly the whole company. You pick up the tab. They say that's one of the most wonderful feelings. And then just being present, like being a stay-at-home dad, taking your kids out to events where everyone, all the other parents are working, you're not. They say they wouldn't trade that for anything. And they described what gets old fast. It said, just more stuff to manage, right? Like if you buy a jet ski, a yacht, a couple of private jets, luxury cars, now you have to manage all that stuff, right? So be careful on all the stuff you accumulate. And then your identity being connected to your net worth. So if your net worth goes away, does your identity go away, right? And then at some point, the dopamine wears off, right? So each new thing you buy doesn't get you the same dopamine hit as the previous thing. My first nice car I got when I got into medical school, my parents promised me a nice car. So they got me a used BMW 330i. And I loved that car. And I felt like king of the world. And then, you know, 40 years later, you know, we buy nice cars and we lease them, obviously through the businesses. And it never replicated that initial joy I had when I got that first nicer car, you know, from my Honda Civic going to a BMW. I was like, whoa, this is like wild. So chasing, obviously, these bigger dopamine toys is probably not going to do it for you. I would say you want memory dividends. You want to chase exquisite health, like really be like $100 million worth of health. $100 million family, staying married and staying with your partner that you've been with all these years, really raising your children with your own bare hands, obviously getting support, but providing service to the world, you know, philanthropy, but not just like write check philanthropy, but hands-on philanthropy, I would say. That's in a category that's meaningful to you. And then finally, community, really like helping your community, your local community out, and being like a steward and a guardian of your community. I think that's really powerful. So anyway, guys, this was all from an interview that Sam Parr had with all his people who are part of his mastermind group called The Hamptons, with people who have at least $10 million of valuation or a $3 million cash flow from their SaaS or tech business. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Limitless MD. If you found value from this episode, I encourage you to share this episode with a friend and let me know by leaving a review. For more information, make sure you check out the links in the show notes below or simply visit vikramraya.com. Until next time, be phenomenal.